Good morning again. On Monday the 15th of March, this is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Rachel English and Gavin Jennings. The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The appointments of 30,000 people to receive the AstraZeneca vaccine this week are being deferred. This follows the decision to suspend the use of the vaccine temporarily. The European Medicines Agency is assessing reports of blood clotting in a small number of patients in Norway. However, health officials here have stressed that the suspension is precautionary. Northern Ireland is to continue providing the AstraZeneca vaccine. The Stormont Health Minister Robin Swan says he's following the guidance of the UK's Medicines Regulatory Authority. From today in Northern Ireland, the over 50s will be able to book a vaccine appointment online. Our correspondent Sinead Crowley reports.
The decision to suspend the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine arose following reports that four people in Norway who had recently received the vaccine had then been treated for blood clotting issues. The European Medicines Agency will now assess those reports. However, health officials here, including Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn, have stressed that the suspension is a precautionary measure. Dr. Glynn said there is no evidence of a cause and effect at this point, and it's hoped the deferral will be a short one. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly said that around 30,000 people were due to receive AstraZeneca here this week, a combination of healthcare workers and people in Cohort 4. He said he understood this news would be disappointing for those concerned, but that it's hoped the EMA assessment could be completed this week. Meanwhile, AstraZeneca has said that a careful review of safety data of more than 17 million people vaccinated in the EU and UK had shown no evidence of an increased risk of the conditions in question.
Last night, the Netherlands became the latest country to suspend the use of AstraZeneca. Denmark, Norway, Bulgaria and Iceland have also cancelled the rollout of the vaccine pending further investigation. Around 350,000 children and teenagers are going back to their classrooms this morning as part of the phased reopening of schools. All remaining primary school children are due to return, as well as fifth-year students at second level. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
This latest step means that from this morning, the country's primary schools are now fully open. At second level, fifth-year students will today join sixth-years who returned 2 weeks ago, but more junior second-level students have another 4 weeks to wait. Over the coming weeks, all eyes will be on the number of COVID cases detected in schools, the incidence of the virus among school-aged children, but also on any wider impact that school reopening, with more people on the move as a result, may have. According to NPHET, there were 6 outbreaks reported in schools last week, and among school-aged children and teens, around 100 cases are currently being recorded each day.
Ahead of St. Patrick's Day on Wednesday, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin is fulfilling events online with groups in the United States. Mr. Martin has said that he will discuss COVID-19 vaccines during a virtual meeting with the US President Joe Biden on St. Patrick's Day. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
The Taoiseach's virtual programme of US events begins today with an address to the Washington-based Brookings Institution, followed by the launch of a book about the history of the Kennedys and Ireland, and a virtual address to the Irish-American Partnership. Tomorrow, Micheál Martin will attend virtual roundtable discussions hosted by the US Chamber of Commerce, Enterprise Ireland and the IDA. Later, he'll address an event commemorating John Hume. On Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day, he will hold talks with the US Vice President Kamala Harris and the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. There will then be a virtual Shamrock presentation to President Joe Biden, followed by a discussion between the two leaders on topics including COVID-19. And Brexit. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
The online payments company Stripe has announced that it's taking on 1,000 more staff over the next 5 years. The expansion comes after the company raised a further €500 million in funding from investors, valuing it at almost €80 billion. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
Stripe said the fresh investment will be injected into its European operations, particularly its Dublin office, as well as its global payments and treasury network. At least 1,000 jobs will be created here by it over the next 5 years across a variety of teams. Among those to put money into the company in this latest funding round is the Ireland Strategic Investment Fund, managed by the National Treasury Management Agency, which is investing $50 million. Launched in 2011 by Irish brothers Patrick and John Collison, Stripe is now worth $95 billion. billion, making it the most valuable private company to ever come out of Silicon Valley. Last year, it processed more commerce online than the entire value of the internet economy a decade ago when it began offering its services. Stripe already employs around 300 staff in Dublin, which acts as its international headquarters, and 3,000 globally in 14 offices with operations in 43 countries. News of the investment and job creation was welcomed by the government.
Beyoncé has won her 28th Grammy Award at a ceremony in Los Angeles last night. She won in the Best R&B category with her song Black Parade. It is the most such music awards ever won by a woman. Taylor Swift also became the first woman to win the Grammy Album of the Year Award three times. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Centra. We're working hard to provide a safe environment so you can shop safely in your local Centra.
It'll be mild and generally cloudy with sunny spells. Patchy rain or drizzle will spread eastwards across the country. There'll be hill and coastal mist this morning. Highest temperatures will range from 10 to 14 degrees.